sockeye salmon will be heading into Bristol Bay nets in a few weeks, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is worried that there may not be enough processing capacity there to handle the runs. The agency has released a document highlighting the probability of sockeye harvests in the bay exceeding the processing capacity this season. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
In recent years, the limits placed on the Bristol Bay sockeye salmon fisheries have been in part due to a lack of processing capacity during peak days. As a preview of the upcoming season, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game recently released a report projecting the daily catches and processing capacity in the bay this year. It should be noted that the projections have huge variability because they're based on the projected 2009 harvest, which is 23.9 million fish. The projection puts the daily processing capacity in the bay at 1.8 million fish, which under one scenario would be enough to handle the harvest on the busiest day. Another aspect of the analysis is the probability that harvest will exceed the daily processing capacity. It shows a 30 to 50% probability of catches exceeding the daily processing capacity for one day from June 30th to July 8th. This is concerning to Bob Waldrop, the executive director of the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. That organization was formed by driftboat fishermen and women as a way to better address market and legislative concerns.
That day will affect the future day's processing capacity as well. And we will get into something like we faced last year where we had multiple days of limits. But the chances, one in two, of getting to that point, there's a pretty good chance we won't get to that point. So I think that the Fish and Game have made an honest effort to provide some predictive data for the first time ever.
The projected daily catches and processing capacity in Bristol Bay for 2009 is in addition to a processing capacity survey for Bristol Bay that was released in February. The survey included 13 processors who submitted responses indicating that they will be buying salmon this season. The total processing capacity for the season based on the survey is 30.7 million sockeye salmon, which is 6.8 million fish above the forecasted harvest of 23.9 million. Jeff Regnard is the ADF&G Division of Commercial Fisheries Regional Supervisor. He says the available data indicates that processors should be able to handle the sockeye run this year.
With the size of the forecast that we have and the processing capacity that they told us they're going to bring, I would say Mother Nature would have to throw us a bit of a curveball for us to run into problems. We don't typically have problems with this kind of capacity with a 23 million run. Now, Mother Nature might throw us more fish. You know, we could be off on our forecast, so there might be more fish coming back, or the fish that are coming back decide to come in a shorter time period. That will cause problems.
In recent months, quite a bit of research and work has been done to deal with the issues of foregone harvest and processing capacity. For instance, the Bristol Bay Native Association has created a special committee that includes representatives from the Native Association, the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation, the Governor's Office, seafood processors, and the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. The committee has yet to put together formal recommendations for state fishery managers and processors. However, the committee has several project and policy priorities. As an example, the committee believes that if limits are put in place this year, they should be defined and tracked on a daily or tide basis. Additionally, the committee wants management strategies modified in season to accommodate processing capacity and economics. The CEO of the Bristol Bay Native Association is Ralph Anderson. He says limits and suspensions run counter to the work ethic at the heart of the commercial fishing industry.
The people in our region are hard workers. We all are. I mean, we grew up around the fishing industry. I mean, commercial fishing was our, and it still is, the backbone of our economy. We all grew up relying upon the hard work that it takes for fishing. I mean, we are a very proud people that we're able to work and we're able to provide for our families. I mean, it is disappointing that, you know, fishermen are being put on limits, and it's, you know, it's sort of demoralizing, you know, to the extent that they're not able to really practice the kinds of things that they were raised doing.
Commercial fishing in Bristol Bay is a business that employs thousands of people, both directly and indirectly. The industry is generally considered the backbone of the Bristol Bay economy. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.